good to me. God has been so good to me. We'll go to about the probably around the 12th verse of the 7th chapter and start reading. Just pray for us. Pray one for another. We need to fall back in love with one another. And ours that are discouraged, ours that are out of heart, ours that are afraid, ours that don't feel the love and the joy that they one time felt, we need to pray for them. We don't need to knock them down. We don't need to beat them down. And if we've lost our testimony when we've got a chance to give somebody our testimony, instead of using our mouth in the wrong way, we need to live it, use it in the right way. And I've heard it. Everybody that stood and testified and said anything this morning has testified that they're not where they need to be. Didn't we, Shannon? That we could do better. Larry got up and opened up that we could do better. And he said, I'm guilty. I'm not just talking to you. I'm guilty today. I'm not just talking to you, but we need to do better. What are we going to do about it? Jamie ain't going to fix my life. Amen. Brad, you ain't going to fix my life. You ain't going to change me, the closeness with God and the power of God and my prayer life and my walks to the altar and how I act in the cafe and how I act when I go to buy car parts and when I act when I'm in trouble. There ain't none of you going to change me on that. Bless God, I am the only one that can change it. I'm the only one that can make me praise God and give God glory and honor. But I need to stop and think that God has been good to me. He said there in the 12th verse of the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, wherefore it shall come to pass if ye hearken to the judgment and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee thy covenant and the mercies which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land and thy corn and thy wine and thine oil and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which we swear unto our fathers to give us. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be made a male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Glory to God. And he said there, glory to God, he started out, if you hearken to the judgments and the commandments and the statutes that I have set up before you, God said, I'll bless. And I thought about as old Moses, amen, as he had the battle for the children, leading the children of God, but he had a call on his life. And I thought about how many battles he had. And I find out, glory to God, God gave him power over to take care of Pharaoh, amen, till Pharaoh would have to listen to him. And we preached a little of it Wednesday night where Pharaoh had to listen, glory to God. And he said, and the Lord told Moses, said, just go tell him I am, I sent you. And amen, God don't call us into position that he don't give us power to fulfill. And I thought about, so he didn't have much trouble with Pharaoh, but Moses had problem with the children of Israel because God had called him out to preach the word to them, and the word of God told us, and Moses went and told the people, if you follow my statutes, follow what I'm giving you, glory to God. God said, I'll love you, I'll be good to you, I'll take care of you. And he said, there won't be male or female that's barren, that can't have children or bare flock, glory to God. He said, even your animals, I'll not have a barren donkey or a barren calf, amen. They will all bear fruit, amen. And your cabbage will grow and your beans will grow, and I'll take care of you in every way if you will just follow me. That's all you've got to do is just follow me, glory to God. And that's all God requires of us today. And I thought about us, how many of us have went to the right and to the left. We've not stayed in the straight and narrow way. We've not testified when God give us a testimony. We let little sin slip into our lives. There ain't no little sins and big sins, but we've let little things slip into our life that's hindered us, amen. And every one of us, there ain't a one of us today that can't miss two Sundays of church and be same with God that you was before you started missing. That's me, that's every one of us. And my mind gets in a whirl, and we watch a little of the president, we watch a little of TV, and we're just in a fizz, glory to God. And so I see the children of Israel, they can look back and say how good they had it. And he said he had pleasure in sin. I had pleasure in sin. I had some good times. Sometimes I'll even wake up in the night thinking about some of the good times I had. Amen. Satan does not take his hand off of me. The only hope I've got is to stay in the shelter of Almighty God. He speaks to me. He tries to tear me down, honey. But all I've got to do, there's nothing else required of me but to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, to follow in the word that God has given me, to go by how they have tried to change the word, take the power out of the word. The Bible plainly says this: grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. But America has grieved the Holy Spirit of God. We've come against the statutes of Almighty God. We've said, God, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to testify there. I'm not going to tell them sin is sin. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong. Our church members have got so touchy. You can't preach against anything. It'll touch somebody. It'll offend somebody. Let me tell you something. My heart's desire, glory to God, and I'll never be a Moses. Get that. I'll never be a Moses, but I need to be what God called me to do. And sin ain't going to enter into the kingdom of God. Honey, there's some situations we've got into, and we've got to do the best we can and work ourselves up to the front, but God will forgive us. God will pick us up. God will use us. God will bless us. He said, if we get back in the stature, I've stumbled and I've failed all along the way, honey, but if I'll get back into the Word of God and begin to love God as I love God. In 1968, when He saved my soul, when He redeemed me, glory to God, from a world of sin and a world of drunk, if I'll come back and realize, glory to God, that I am God's, it ain't my righteousness that's got me this way. The reason we've been blessed is because Israel wouldn't serve God. Amen. And He come to provoke Israel and to whip Israel and to make Israel jealous. And He saved a nation of Gentiles. And we're in a shape today, glory to God, until He's going to have to whip us. Amen. For Israel to come back to them. Amen. And we're beginning to go into our whooping, honey. Amen. Because we won't praise God. Amen. God's been good to me. I told Janet, I said, this shirt must be an extra large. This is made for a big man. I thought, well, she'll give me something else. I ain't got no shoulders to fill that out. She gave me that old look, and I said, I like this. It covers, don't it? It covers. We need to learn a few things. When the backhand of God gets to us, the chastening hand of God, we need to say, yes, sir, I'm going to straighten up. Will you forgive me? I'm going to come back. I'm going to get where you want me to be. And He said in the 15th verse, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. That proves to me I ain't where I need to be with the Lord. Amen. He said, I'll take away all sickness, and I will put from thee all sickness, and I will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt. None of the evil diseases that they saw in Egypt because of sin, He said, I won't put none of these on you. I'll give you a complete healing. And I'd like to tell you something. God's been good to me. In 1968, God gave me a complete healing. God healed me of alcohol, the thirst of the things that I one time had. But neighbors, when I sang around on God, quit keeping the statutes of God, quit coming to church and do what I want to do, honey, glory to God, the hand of God moves off of me and the world looks better than it's ever looked before. I'm telling you today, we've got to stay in the house of God. We can't play games with God. Our pews ought to be full. Amen. We got a bunch of church members that's backslid on God. We ain't walking where God wants us to walk. Amen. We're sitting at church at home, and we could be here in church, but we're sitting smoking a cigarette and drinking a cup of coffee, watching on Facebook, glory to God, and nobody knows you're there. You can get up and go to the bathroom. You don't have to dress there. You sit in your pajamas. It takes a little effort to clean up and come to the house of God. It takes a little effort, Terry. Amen. Glory to God. To clean up your soul and get in touch with God. It takes a little effort to follow in the statutes of God. God said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. Amen. That's in the sixth chapter. You can jump right over into Matthew, and it said, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. We have all fell short of the glory of God. We've all come short of what God wants us to be. I'm glad today that he said he'd take care of me. Amen. I'm glad he said today that we wouldn't be burned. I'm going to tell you something else. Honey, if we'll follow the statutes of the Lord, we won't be burned in our testimony. Amen. I won't be burned in the message that God gave me to preach. I won't be burned in my love for God and the love for my neighbor. I promise you today, I promise you from the depths of my heart right out of the pulpit, I don't have an enemy nowhere that I know of that I don't like. I love them from the bottom of my soul. Mankind is dying and going to hell. I want us to look, glory to God, in Deuteronomy. This was the children that had been come across, and y'all get tired of me saying this, I know. But these are the children that come across the Red Sea that got delivered out of bondage in Egypt. Amen. That was working down there under bondage in Egypt, making brick, walking in the mud, the clay, and putting straw in there barefooted and walking, mixing the straw in and making brick for those Egyptians. I'm going to tell you, we was working for the devil, and I was in bondage. I realized every Monday morning I was in bondage. I knew every Monday morning I'd been down the wrong road. And oh, my head hurt, and I needed to go to work. I had to make a living. I had to go, and I'd spend all my money. Why did I do this? I'm going to do better next weekend. Some maybe straightened up a little, but can I tell you, I could not. I did not, and I would not till Jesus come into my heart. The only way I got off of alcohol and the foul mouth I was in, the only way Jesus into my heart helped me to see the need to be in the house of God. Sometimes I don't want to come. Hello? Amen. I was up at 3 o'clock the other morning when they was hauling for snow, and I said, well, it ain't snowing. I really ain't even got a message. I kind of hope it snows. And if anybody don't like snow, Bill don't like snow. Me and Andy Brannick got our belly full of snow, didn't we? Amen. Didn't want no more snow. But God's been good to me. He said, the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And he said, these evil diseases would come upon them that hate thee. And if we'll look over the time that we can remember, and mine's been 80 years that I can remember, and there was trouble. We was born and come up under depression and under World War II, and we saw troubles and we didn't have. So, but every one of us can see how the bondage that we were in. Andy Brannick was raised about as poor as anybody here. I've been to Andy's house, amen, where he is raised up in the mountain, and they had almost nothing. They didn't have no car. Brenda, I've been to your house, glory to God, when you were just a little girl. Amen. I thought you were just a little girl. She's nearly as old as I am now. But glory to God. And there was poverty there. There was trouble. I remember how it was at Bill's house. We had electricity at Mom and Daddy's house, but I ended up in Round Peak with Grandma and Grandpa. No electricity, carrying water from a spring. Very few of us have ever carried water from a spring. Very few of us have ever took a bath out and warmed up water in a wash tub, number two wash tub. And you didn't pour it out because you had to carry it from a spring, and about three or four of you youngins took a bath in a number two wash tub. Amen. Hello? We don't even drink out of the same glass now. Maybe next communion we'll just have one glass. How about it? Next communion we'll just have one glass. That's how it's supposed to be. No, we got little cups and crackers. Amen. We've walked away from the reality of God. We've not trusted God. God said he wouldn't find us barren if we'd serve him. He would take care of us. I'm telling you, I just come to tell you today, God's been good to me. Amen. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I need to read a little more. And he said in the 16th verse, "And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee." Today, honey, we'll jump into anything that passes by. We'll jump into any doctrine that passes by. We'll jump into anything that's easy. Anything that suits us, if we're not careful, we jump into it. Amen. Anything that's advertised as something new on TV, we'll go buy a little hunk of it. Hello, we'll try it. We don't want no hardships. We don't want no displeasure. We don't want to be 1 ounce too hot or 1 ounce too cold. That's a degree, ain't it, instead of ounce. But we don't want to be 1 degree too hot or too cold. We want to be just exactly right. With everything the flesh can have, we want to be exactly right. But would we like to be exactly right with God? Oh, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, I need some power like Moses had. I need some stamina that Moses had. And he stumbled and he fell along the way and never got to go into the promised land. But Moses was a great man of God. He had a great call on his life. And he had 600 and some thousand people that he had to direct and to lead, that he had to hold his head up and to go on. When he got down, he had to get up. We need some preachers, glory to God, when they get down, they need to get up. We need some preachers that quit trying to fit into the crowd and be a separated person like God wants us to be. Hallelujah. If thou shalt say in thine heart, "These nations are more than I, how can I dispose them?" And that's what we said, that the nations are greater now. What am I going to do with this? "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto Egypt." Can I tell you something, honey? I'm preaching on how good God's been to me. But I need to well remember, amen, the condition that I was in and what God done to the Pharaoh in my life, to the drunk that was in my life, to the giant that was in my life. Let me read that again. "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt." And there's no need, I tell it too much, there's no need of me telling the story about Pharaoh and the children of Israel drowning in the sea. So I ain't even going to go there, but let's go into your life. Have you forgot? We need to bring it back to our remembrance. Butch, we need to bring it back to our remembrance, laying in the jail and drawing and twisting and amen in your mouth, drawing back, withdrawing from drugs and couldn't get up. I need to remember hanging around the old commode, glory to God, and realizing I was in bondage to sin, amen. And the only way I got loose from that commode and set back up on my feet, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, in 1968 was the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to remember that I was dead in my trespasses and sin. And the Bible tells us, I probably won't read it, but it's in Deuteronomy. It didn't do that because of our righteousness, honey. Because of our righteousness, but it's because the sin of the people of the Lord has took care of us. Because of the sin of the people of the Lord has raised us up. And that's what he done to Israel. Because of the sins of Egypt, he said, "I've killed them in the sea and brought you out." Amen. Turned you loose from bondage. I've set you free. I put a cloud of fire, glory to God, to lead you by night. Amen. And just a cloud, a pillar by day to lead you, to show you the direction. I put some remembrance in your mind that you turn and look back what you've been delivered from, how you got out of the jail cell, Shannon, how you got your driving license back, how God has put some things together. Let me stop right here and tell you something. God has been good to me. How many times have we escaped death? How many times have we almost died? How many times has God moved death back out of our way? Several times I've looked down the barrel of a shotgun, honey. I'm talking about this close. Been shot at with a .22 and ain't got a bullet hole in me nowhere. I've been blessed by the hand of God. God's been good to me. Woke up in side ditches, Todd. Didn't know where I got, how I got there. Didn't know where I was at. And woke up in rooms and I listened to hear the cars. If somebody would pass or speak so I'd know where I was at. Afraid to get up and to move. I'm glad, glory to God, I've still got a remembrance of what God delivered me out of. I don't need to quit. When they say they're bigger than me and you can't go on and they're going to stop you, I need to remember what God moved me out of. How God drove back the cloud of sin and let me walk out. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I need to remember the sickness that God has healed. I don't need to be afraid and scared to death. They're going to kill me. I've been blessed. Can I tell you right here, God has been good to me. Amen. He's took care of me. Time and time again in our families, God could have whipped us out. God could have allowed Satan to whip us out, but he didn't. Woo, let's go over to Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8. And the third verse. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and he fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. That's the word of God. He humbled him, you know, and he fed him with manna so that we could realize where God's going with this. Today, when we've got everything, it's hard for us to realize that God giveth. That God giveth. And I thought, in June of 2020, out in the woods working, chopping briars with a bush axe, and boom, heart attack. No warning, no nothing, just boom. And the sweat popped out, nowhere to go. If you think you got the bull by the horn, you're wrong. We can be dead in an instant. Or we right with God. If we ain't right with God, I need to be in the altar. I need to be praying to God. Lord, help me to be right. I need to be till I have the power of God. When I witness to somebody, it'll sink into them. I've told y'all time and time again about the old preacher that I seen fire in his eyes. I knew he was looking right into my soul. I knew that he knew that what I was doing. He put fear in my life. I need some fear of God in my life. I need some respect for the people of God in my life. And I need a burden and compassion for this lost and dying generation that we're living in today. I need compassion for these that have joined the church with compassion, been baptized with compassion, that's lost the joy of their salvation. Glory to God. I need compassion for them. And I need the power of God to help me to witness back to them. Let's go to the 10th verse in the 8th chapter. And the 10th verse said, and when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. And he said in the 11th verse of the 8th chapter, he said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses said, beware when you're full and you've had everything you want. I thought about what a treat it used to be to walk out to Bob Patterson's cafe when I was a boy and get a hot dog. But I've eaten so many places, so many big foods, and so much of this and so much of that, there ain't none of it satisfies no more. I wonder, do I praise God enough for it? Neighbor favors only one piece of bread in your house and one swipe of mayonnaise, and you knew that was all. I believe we'd give God praise when we eat that. We've been blessed. He said for us to beware that we forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment, his judgment, and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when the herds and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And I understand that you wasn't a drug head like Shannon. I understand you ain't been through prison like Butch. And I understand you wasn't hanging around a commode gagging, dying like Bill. But I'm going to tell you something. You was in sin. Going to a devil's hell. You was in bondage. The only way we got loose is Jesus. It's Jesus. And I believe we've got our belly full. We've got all the scripture we want. We've got everything we want from God. He said he daily loads us for benefits. Well, I'm looking for another benefit. I went to work with the state. It wasn't for money. It was for benefits. I told them that was the hardest thing to eat I've ever seen, a benefit. Sometimes you don't see the benefit that's down the road. We like to see it with our natural eyes. The difference from Moses' time to our time, we're living by faith. The children of Israel, Moses gave them the Red Sea to look back on and to see the chariots turned upside down, the wheels floating through, and they had just come through on dry land. And today we're living by faith. We've not seen this. We have to read the Word of God and know that it happened. But listen to me, honey. We were in the same shape Israel was. Maybe worse. I thought the boy Wednesday night on the picnic table out here pulled his wet clothes off and there he laid with his head down. The boys went up and helped him, finally called his mom and got him home. Could that be your boy?
Yeah.
Hey, could that be your little girl?
Yes, sir.
It's been my little boy. Can I tell you, I've waded the snow and walked through the woods trying to find his old car sitting. And your heart breaks, lay awake at night. Honey, I need to remember God's been good to me. Woo! I need to remember that God's been good to me. I don't need to forget because I've got a warm house. Butch and Melody lived in an old trailer. I may not get this word for word, but don't correct me. And the wind is blowing in the walls of that trailer. Am I pretty close? They were huffing and a puffing. And they got afraid. We live in some of the same places. Yeah, I've lived in a house growing up with mop floor and freeze ice skate on it. They come to the house. They come to the house, which we had a stable house, but didn't have much heat. They got in the back bedroom. We just didn't heat a bedroom. They got in the back bedroom, and they come out with teeth just to shaking. And they wondered, you reckon I wouldn't have been better in a breathing house or in a cold bedroom? I thought about that the other day. And my bathroom, my tub, I remember it time and time again. And I've even seen the nut that screws up on my bathtub inside the wall, and the nut freeze and bust and water going everywhere. We ain't had that lately, have we?
Thank you, Lord.
Jamie had a slight water problem and furnace problem lately. But most of us can do better. Most of us have got heat in our house. We've got our water fixed. Have we forgot where we come from? I remember, and I promise you, and I wouldn't lie, if it hadn't been for an old aunt and uncle, they're dead now. I don't know what we would have done. And I remember Butch wasn't here, but Mama got me and Judy arm by arm. And we walked through the snow. Walked through the snow till we could get to their house to have some food and heat. Can I tell you something? If you're tired of hearing it, I don't really care. God's been good to me.
Amen. Glory to God.
And he let me grow up and be a little bit able to work, and I'm making a little money, and you know what I done with it? I didn't pay tithes. Spent it on liquor. Dance halls. I didn't do much gambling.
Bless him, Lord.
I'd cut the pot and buy liquor. I'd go do that. And then I'm afraid somebody's going to stop me. Or shut me up. I remember when the pool room would say, had your name down. You couldn't come in. I'd go in or bust. Yeah. Get thrown out. I remember a lady. I won't never forget her. I weighed about 80 pounds. She got me to see the pants in the back of the neck. I done some awful things. I won't even talk about them. And she carried me to the door and said, don't never come back. She was bigger than her husband. They're dead now, too. God has been good to me. I need to reach some more. I need to reach some more. I'm going to have to bring out some about the children of Israel. Looks like. Where'd I get to? Right there. And he said, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, and where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee. And he said in the 17th, and thou say in thine heart, my power and my might has done this for me. Go to 19, and he said, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Moses said, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Today they're standing in the pulpit and said, it's all right to sin. You've been saved and God understands you've got a weakness and you can get over that weakness and you'll come back and you'll be all right. I'm going to tell you that ain't what the Word of God said. Amen. If we continue in that, he said, you'll surely perish. And as the nation which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. That's the Word of God, honey. That ain't what I think about it. That is the Word of God. Let's go to the 9th chapter and we'll read the 7th verse. Remember and forget not how thou provoked the Lord thy God in thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until thou came into this place. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Is there anybody here that can tell me they've not rebelled against God? Not rebelled against the Word of God. Not aggravated about the Word of God when it hit where we were living. When the old preacher preached and preached and preached, and the Word of God was cutting like a two-edged sword. And we stub up and rebel up. Can I tell you why the pews are empty today? Stubbornness. Rebellion. And they say, oh, we don't do that. That was only the children of Israel. He said something about, as they provoked me in the wilderness. And I thought about how we provoke God. How we've not given him our whole. We've not loved him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our might. We've not praised him like we need to. For me and all of us that said, we're not doing what we need to do. We ain't visiting like we ought to visit. We ain't praying like we ought to. Let's see if we can fix self. Maybe it'll rub off on somebody else. Maybe it'll help somebody else. And he went on. I'm going to read some more here. Let's read 19 of the 9th chapter. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at this time. And the Bible goes on to say, and we'll not read it, but the Lord was mad at Aaron. Aaron was Moses' brother, and he was the voice piece for Moses. But y'all know where Aaron went up when Moses was on the mountain praying, amen. And he brought all their gold and their silver in that they had brought out of Egypt. They brought all their gold and their silver and throwed it in the pot, and they made a golden calf, and they were worshiping and praising the golden calf. So God was wroth at Aaron, and he was going to take Aaron out, destroy Aaron. And Moses, and the Bible said that Moses prayed 40 days and 40 nights. Moses went and prayed for his brother Aaron. Moses went and prayed that God wouldn't destroy the church. Can I tell you, instead of Bill being aggravated that some of these have sent me a bad text and some of these that have talked about me and slandered my name all over the country, I need to be praising God. Maybe they'll get back in here. I need to be keeping the doors of the church open. Maybe they'll come back. Honey, there's people that call themselves Christian that's lost their testimony. Has anybody ever lost their testimony? Has anybody ever lost their contact with God? Has anybody ever got till they couldn't get a prayer through? Preachers, amen. Has any of us preachers ever got till we couldn't get a message? Oh, my Lord and my God, we need to come back. We've provoked God. God said He's a jealous God. I'd like to tell you something else. I'm a jealous preacher. Amen. This is the flock that God gave me. The flock that God gave me in 1991, 92. Been standing before this church for 48 years. I'm a jealous preacher. And the Bible said that jealousy is cruel as a grave. But if God sent you to Mount Vernon, be at Mount Vernon to do your work. Keep the doors open. Reach over and pinch your young and ring her ear. Hello? Say, bless God, you need to be in the choir. When they're laying over yonder in Dobson Jail, hello? That's much how the women are in the Dobson Jail. They've about four times what they used to be, more than that. Had to open up cell after cell. Mama forgot to pinch their ear. Little girls don't even know how they got there. They need their ear pinched in church. Give them a candy bar and say, don't do it no more, or I'll take your candy. And I won't give you a bicycle for Christmas. I know that's hateful. We've turned against God. If we can keep our family happy, who cares about the other family? I don't know what about y'all, but my family's in trouble. I need you all. Some of y'all family in trouble. You need us. I need to be here. I don't need to be a wimpy preacher. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened to me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also the same time. Let's jump down to 24. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Moses said from the time they started out, they were rebellious. We've not rebelled, have we? We've not caused trouble, have we? We ain't found fault, have we? We've forgot. We need to remember. We have forgot that God's been good to us. What He delivered us out of. I praise God. 53 years ago, I couldn't get up from the commode. Hanging around it on my knees. Y'all get tired of hearing that. But God's been good to me. For ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said He would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord. A man come to my mind just like that. He used to sit in church, testify, sing in the choir, would do everything that he could do to help the church. He'd go call him anytime. He'd go on visitation with you. And can I tell you something? He's being destroyed right now. He's being destroyed by sin. Bill, you're a judge. I'm not a judge. When you're back on the bottle and the same old junk that God delivered you from, I'm going to tell you, if you turn and try to go back through the sea that God made dry, to walk through on dry ground, you'll end up there with Pharaoh's bunch and you'll be drowned with it. Amen. We don't need to go back there. He said, I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. He said, remember thy servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to the wickedness, nor to their sin. Can I tell you something? We need some pastors, and I need to be one. I've never sat down and prayed 40 days and 40 nights. I've never sat down and fasted 40 days. I have 3 or 4 days. But what's that? A drop in the bucket. It ain't my righteousness that built my house. It was God to show some sinners that there's some people happy in the Lord. There's some people that love the Lord. And he said, lest the land which thou brought us out of, listen to this carefully. And he's talking about Egypt. He said, lest the land Egypt, which thou brought us out, it's 28th verse of the 9th chapter, say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, because he hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought us out by the mighty power and by the stretched out arm. Can I tell you something? The world is looking at us. It's the world that's looking at us today, amen, as Christians, and they say, our God wasn't big enough to keep us off the bottle. They testified how God had took them off of their drugs, and they're back on it. They testified how great their marriage was, and it split. They've testified how they stood in church and taught Sunday school. But now they're sitting at home, not even listening. Can I tell you, the children's wherever the children want to be because mom and daddy ain't set an example. There's something required of me, neighbor. Whether you like me or whether you don't, there's something required. Jennifer, the double load has fell on you, honey. Amen. But there's something required to be a mama to these girls, this boy and girl, to keep them in church and to show that mama don't fade out when trouble comes to her house. Can I tell you, Ann, there's something. There's somebody looking at you. How you handle your son passing. Angie, there's somebody looking at you. How's she going to handle her dear brother passing away? Is she going to fight it and turn against? Or is she going to keep praising God and said, I can't bring him back, but I can go to him?
Right.
How are we handling the situation that's at our house today?
Right,
How are we? I hope you've got the message. God's been good to me. God has took care of me. Well, I can look as a new convert. So many setups that Satan set a trap for me, and God delivered me.
Yeah, tell it,
Bill. Woo! God delivered me. God delivered me. Took care of me. I praise God. Church, I laid there in bed this morning. I didn't sleep much. Through the night, I was up and down all night, but I laid there and I thought, how you church have loved me. And how you've put up with me. And there's always, I preach it all the time, God will send a Moses. And if y'all will get that song, will you get that song for invitation? Y'all come help her. God will send a Moses. His name might be Jamie, Todd, or Butch, or Jerry, or Shannon. Might even be Bill. Not me, but him. But God will send us a Moses. God will take care of us. The 12th verse of the 10th chapter, and I promise you I'll quit. Listen to this and carefully. God has been good to us. 12th verse in the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? And let's change that, and I'm not changing the word of God, but let's say Mount Vernon. And now, Mount Vernon, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all of thy soul. And we started out, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And can I tell you why 600,000 fell in the wilderness and died? Thinking this morning before, y'all come on. Thinking this morning before I got out of bed, there ain't no wonder it took them 40 years. They buried 600,000 people. They had funerals back then. They had buyers. Might not have been pole buyers, but they had buyers to carry the bodies. And those that prevailed were from 20 years old and under. That made it to the promised land. But all those old folks that murmured, have you ever murmured? Have you ever complained? I told a lady at the Derby the other day, and I said, the only reason I ain't murmured about these cold potatoes, I done asked God to bless them. So I just went ahead and ate them. If that's a slur. She didn't want to hear the old Bill, I can tell you that. Think what God has done for us.